to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon for our celebration of Christ the King is based on the gospel lesson just read from John chapter 18. If you would like to follow along with the written sermon notes during the sermon, you'll find those written notes on page 8 in your bulletin. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God. We are familiar with those words which are spoken to someone who is going to be a witness in the court of law. To speak truth, to speak the whole truth. Our gospel lesson this morning from John chapter 18 is part of the dialogue between the Roman governor of the province of Judea, Pontius Pilate, and Jesus on the morning of Jesus' crucifixion. As Pilate probes whether or not this Jesus really is a king, and if he is a king, what the nature of his kingdom might be, Jesus states this: "For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." At this point, in the verse that follows the end of our gospel lesson, Pilate famously asked the question, "What is truth?" Apparently, scoffing at the notion that there really is something that is the truth. And certainly not aware that the man standing before him earlier on in his life had said of himself, "I am the way and the truth and the life." "I am the truth," Jesus said. Jesus does not simply bear witness to the truth. He does not simply speak the truth. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the truth of God. He embodies that truth. Our task this morning is to grasp the truth that is Jesus. Undoubtedly, you are familiar with the phrase, "if I were king for a day." That phrase is often used in a genie-like way to think about all the things that would be different if I were king for a day. Typically, those wishes are either to correct a perceived wrong or to solve some giant problem in our world. For example, if I were king for a day, I'd ban from driving anyone who is driving slowly in the left-hand lane on 435. See, some of you have had that wish. Or, if I were king for a day, I'd eliminate poverty throughout the world. But of course, you're not king, and neither am I. And you and I don't have the power to affect those kind of changes we might wish for and hope for. But Jesus was, and Jesus is, a king. And as Christ the King, he continues to usher in the kingdom of God. Those who are followers of Jesus the King listen to his voice. Jesus said, "Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." In other words, part of what defines what it means to be a follower of Jesus is those who listen to the voice of the King. What does it mean to listen to the voice of the King? What truth do we hear as we listen to His voice? How do we respond to what we hear? His voice says, "The first shall be last." Jesus speaks truth as He makes it clear that in His kingdom, those who think they are important, those who pridefully seek recognition for themselves, will not be the first, but in His kingdom will be last. The truth of Christ's kingdom is that it is based on humbling oneself, on servanthood, and not on power and self-glory. Nowhere is this more evident than in the life of the King Jesus Himself, who humbled Himself to die on a cross for the sins of the world, who came not to be served, but to serve, to give His life as a ransom for many. Do we receive this truth? Do we live by this truth? Or are we like Jesus' first disciples who were constantly jockeying for positions of power and influence and recognition in His kingdom? Those who are of the truth listen to His voice. His voice says, "The truth will set you free." Jesus, knowing that we were slaves to sin, came to set us free. He did so by taking our sins upon Himself, so that all who trust in His sacrifice for sin are set free, forgiven. In Christ, we are set free from bondage to sin. In Christ, we are set free from the notion of seeking to make ourselves right before God. We are set free from the notion of seeking to be great in the eyes of God or others. We are set free to serve God and others humbly in love, to live under Christ in His kingdom, to serve others as though we were serving Christ Himself. What does that look like in your life? His voice also says, "You will be My witnesses." In Acts chapter 1, just before He ascends into heaven, Jesus tells His disciples, "You will be My witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and unto the ends of the earth." So we hear Him speak to us today. We are called to be witnesses, to bear witness to the truth that is Jesus, starting in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our workplaces, in our city, and out to the ends of the earth, to bear witness to that truth that is Jesus Christ, that He came humbly to be our Savior, to pay the price for our sins, and to call us to serve one another in love. We bear witness to the truth by our words and by our actions. While it is certainly very important that we bear witness to Christ by the words that we say, it is equally important that we bear witness to Him by the way we live our lives, by our actions, to demonstrate what love and mercy look like, to serve others in humility, to work for justice, to seek to reverse the brokenness caused by sin in our society, to be salt and light in the world around us. And we do so always secure in Jesus' words of promise, "Surely I am with you always." As we celebrate Christ the King today, as we rejoice in the truth that is Jesus, may we listen more and more. Listen to the voice of the King. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen. We join together.